You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're going to talk about dark energy with a positive twist. Dark energy sounds scary, but we've been working with it for over 20 years, and we know if you're struggling now, understanding and clearing dark energy can be the best thing you ever do in your life. If you ever used a help self program that didn't
help. Help self. Same thing.
Let's go the other way.
Talk about dark energy.
Self-help program that didn't work. It's because the dark energy or negative energy was invisible and definitely not considered. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who love to laugh at themselves. And we, by the way, created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, besides laughing at ourselves, let's start at the beginning. Is dark energy truly scary?
No, not at all. And we've been doing this a long time. We've had some very intense dark energy that we've worked with.
Very much.
With clients and that sort of thing. But, it's not like the Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. It's not that.
It's actually, in fact, truth be told, dark energy doesn't like to show itself. Oh. So you don't really see it. It's not really coming at you. It's not full frontal. It's not, real dark energy would never be used for a horror movie because it just wouldn't make the grade.
Exactly. that is the truth. I like that.
People who are possessed with dark energy, serial killers, even those in command of an army who commit atrocities, they can create awful things in the world.
Sure.
But it's the people that are possessed by that dark energy, not the dark energy itself.
Okay.
And I want to make that distinction,
I'm not exactly clear here, and I have the feeling the audience isn't either. Why is understanding dark or negative energy so important?
I'm glad you asked, because that's the most important part of the show today. You can't solve a problem you can't identify.
Can you explain that?
Well, a lot of self-improvement, self-help, we talked about that in the intro.
Right.
They never consider the dark energy. That causes the problem.
In the first place.
Right. If you don't know what the problem is, you can't fix it.
Okay.
And what happens is, because dark energy is usually in the shadows, you don't see it, you don't know what it is. People are running around doing all these things. Literally, the whole world's doing all these things. And they're not solving the problem. And they're not getting right to the heart of the matter.
Well, okay. And I'm just going to boil it right down and make it fast. Jealousy, for instance. People do not understand how negative jealousy really is and all of the effects that it can create.
Yes, that's true. We're going to talk about how to identify this dark energy. We've got something listed here. One of the big ways that dark energy affects us is with illness and disease.
Yes, we know that.
We never, traditional medicine doesn't understand dark energy. If you went to your doctor and said, I think I'm sick with dark energy, you wouldn't understand what you're talking about, okay?
And they might call a cycle.
Yeah. So, but traditional medicine always focuses on the disease. But this is what we were just talking about, okay? You can't fix a problem you can't identify.
Okay.
We see all illness, all disease starts with dark energy, negative energy. Mm-hmm. And when you identify it, when you call it out, when you name it.
By the way, that takes half of the charge out of it when you call it out and name it.
And start to clear it, which is what we teach to do with the ecosystem approach.
Yeah.
You can get rid of it.
Yes.
So let me give you some examples. Okay.
Okay.
One of the things, you know, my wife, my first wife,
yeah, who was the that's not me.
Okay. My first wife, she died of cancer when my daughter was 7 years old. But before that, before she had the cancer, she had MS.
Or she had symptoms of
back
MS.
Then. They couldn't diagnose it.
They didn't know how to until it was.
So what they would do is rule everything out.
And I see.
She had this. It was a very severe attack where she couldn't walk. I remember carrying her into the, literally carrying my daughter who was like 1 or 2 years old on one arm and trying to carry my wife on the other because one of her legs just didn't work, and trying to get her into the doctor. And it was kind of horrific. But so then she was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease lymphoma, which is a cancer, a very curable type of cancer. In fact, one of the most curable types of cancer. And she died from that.
Okay.
So why did she die from a very curable type of cancer? Well, the answer is dark energy. Mm-hmm. And I see it now. Now, 7 years later, you might have heard the story if you've been listening to us. 7 years later, my daughter was diagnosed with the same cancer in the same spot. If you understand lymphoma, it can attack in different parts of your body.
Correct.
But this was in the same spot, and it was the same stage as my wife was. Now, she didn't die. She lived.
Yes, she did.
And
we're grateful for that.
But it's all negative energy.
Yes.
You know, the doctor said it was coincidence that my wife had it and now my daughter had it because there was no connection they have no proven connection via DNA or hereditary.
Okay.
And
in other words, science. Okay.
But it was dark energy.
Okay.
The big controversy in COVID versus the vaccine.
Okay.
You know, should you just get COVID and
create your own antibodies.
Antibodies versus getting the vaccine, all that stuff. We saw the dark energy was sitting back and laughing at all of us.
Yes.
Because it didn't care. The dark, you know, COVID the pandemic was a reflection of dark energy in the world.
Yes.
So whether.
Which is still going on, by the way.
Whether it could hurt you with the being infected with COVID.
Correct.
Or. Through the portal of getting a vaccine, mm-hmm. It didn't care, you know.
Like I said, it still doesn't.
And so all this controversy. Well, you know, are these the side effects of the vaccine or not?
Uh-huh.
Is to us was kind of it didn't make sense because it was the dark energy that was the source, and it was on both sides. It was hurting people on both sides.
Which, by the way, is one of the things that negative energy, dark energy does. It'll stand on both sides, on good and bad.
Yes.
On happy, sad. On
light and dark.
We think in black and white terms.
The dark is on one side. It's mm-hmm. never that way. The dark likes to be on both sides.
Sure. Why not? You know.
You know, people that would get the vaccine and were convinced that whatever physical symptom happened to them was because of the vaccine, the dark energy said, yeah, go for it. And in fact, the dark energy is also in our mind, in that voice that you hear in your head talking to you and saying, yeah, it was a vaccine. Yeah, it was a vaccine.
It's totally you. You're
whatever
you're
political side
yes,
you're on
exactly.
and saying, yeah, the other side was doing all
fault.
The problems.
Yes, exactly.
So here's the most important point.
Okay.
Negative energy blocks evolution. It has consciousness. Its purpose is to block evolution
mm-hmm.
and block the evolution of humans. Well, how do I know what dark energy is? Well, first you have to have enough self-knowledge and understanding of your purpose mm-hmm. and what you have to do to evolve in order to understand what's in your way from that evolution. And that's a huge point.
It's a huge point. And I'm going to say to you, and Jason, how do you do that?
Well, with the ecosystem approach, you know, understanding your emotional story.
Correct.
And then identifying the negative energy that's blocking you in that emotional story and clearing that specifically.
Exactly.
Positive things can happen in your life that are really dark energy. For example, making a lot of money. A lot of people are ruined because they're making a lot of money. Being in love. Well, that can't be wrong. That can't be dark energy.
Trust me.
If it's the wrong person, if it's to someone who's going to block you all your life.
Yes.
You know, it can be dark energy.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
If you want simple rules, simple black and white rules, you're not going to get them. And motives are the key to understanding dark energy, because dark energy loves to be covert and blame others for what it does.
Correct.
Oh my gosh, there's so much to unpack there, and we're kind of running out of time.
Well, we kind of are, but I just want to make a point. When you start using the ecosystem approach, you actually start to see not only your motives for things that you do or have done, but the motives of others. And the longer you use the ecosystem approach, the easier it is to deal with.
That's a really important point.
It really is. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Dark energy and negative energy is not scary or all powerful. All humans have the ability to clear it.
Yes.
You can't solve a problem you can't identify. Most self-help ignore dark energy blocks, and that's the reason they fail.
Correct.
Negative energy blocks evolution. It has consciousness and wants to exist and continue to block evolution. So if you are starting to clear it away, it gives you a pushback. And we'll talk some more about that in the next segment.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach helps you identify dark energy and remove it even as it adapts and changes to the circumstances.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how negative energy works in your life and why it is so effective in creating havoc in your life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times, or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how negative energy works in your life and why it is so effective in creating havoc in your life. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I know many people don't want to deal with or even acknowledge negative energy. Why is that?
It sounds kind of ironic, but it's the dark energy.
Yeah.
Dark energy doesn't want to be exposed. And so if you have this natural resistance, we've had so many people come to us. I just want to be positive. You know, they've heard the PMA thing, you know, and there's nothing wrong with PMA per se, but it does acknowledge the dark energy.
And
it wants you to just kind of act positive, and then with the idea that you'll be positive, which the dark loves.
The dark loves
the positive mental attitude because, you know, PMA, because it can work under, you know, covertly.
Right.
And get what it wants, which is to exist and to maintain and continue to block human progress going forward.
Which, by the way, is not what we want. We want that human progress going forward. We all need and want to gain evolution, whether we realize it or not.
You know, the fact that so many people don't believe negative energy, it's kind of a testament that the negative energy is there. It's not that they're being objective and saying, okay, you know, make your point, make your case. People just have this natural gut, which is part of the 80% that we've talked about.
Yeah,
that's attached to you. The negative energy that's already attached to you when you come in.
Right.
And the volume of negative energy in the world right now is huge.
Oh.
And it can feel overwhelming.
Yes.
So wanting to go there, you have a natural resistance to going to understanding negative energy in your life.
Well, and the hard part about that is that, you know, one more time, well, then what do I do about that, Jason? And I realize that the answer is the ecosystem approach. Start today.
We just start chipping away at it, and we help you do that.
Yes.
If you listen to our show every week and do the clearings at the end, we always do clearings at the end, mm-hmm. you're going to start removing some of that negative energy, and you're going to understand things
a lot easier.
People think you understand things with logic, you know, some sort of cognitive process.
Yeah.
But when you start removing the negative energy, you say, oh, mm-hmm. Now I get it.
Yes, exactly.
Now I get it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here's the.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what about strategies and techniques?
Oh, that's the biggie. So,
okay,
in our programmed world, mm-hmm. if you have a problem, here are the strategies and techniques that you can use to solve that problem.
Okay.
The problem is with that is that it doesn't remove the negative energy.
Mm.
Strategies and techniques, you know, how to have a better marriage. Well, you do this and you do this, and maybe you bring your wife flowers and you don't go to bed angry and
What, wife flowers? Just kidding, everyone.
You don't go to bed angry. Well, if you make up and the dark energy is still there.
Wait a minute. Then that means that there's a third energy in the bed with you.
Yes, exactly. And that's not positive.
No.
So here's the other thing.
Okay.
You know, we've seen what we call possession, and I know that word
always brings up The Exorcist
and
a few other of those type movies. In a way, we are talking about possession, but it doesn't look like that.
Doesn't look like that. Now, we wrote, there was an article that we have on our website. It's a two-part article mm-hmm. about the 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really important article because we've discovered that people come in with 80% of their essence or their soul covered
or blocked.
Blocked with negative energy.
Right.
Well, that's because it's accumulating every lifetime. It keeps accumulating and accumulating and accumulating. So when you have childhood diseases, childhood cancer, mm-hmm. you know, those are the obvious things where dark energy is accumulated.
Right.
That's the reason for it.
Okay.
But when we talk about a possession, the truth is all of us are already possessed with this negative energy. We just don't know it.
Because it's not seen.
It's not
directly.
Seen. It's covert. It doesn't want to be seen.
Yes.
And when you start to clear it, it resists. There's mm-hmm. a resistance to it. It has consciousness.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to be scary because your essence, your soul is always more powerful than this dark energy. And we see that your essence is your closest connection to, you know, we acknowledge the fact that there's a God, there's a creator. It's so innate to us, and on all the world, all the years that we've done this work, that's never been in question.
Never.
And the more negative energy we remove, the more that we understand that negative energy.
Well, let's go back to the possession thing for just a moment. Most of us would say, what do you mean? I'm possessed. I'm not possessed. Well, I have to tell you something. It because it is very covert, it doesn't show the way we think or have been taught that it's supposed to. It doesn't look like we think it should.
Yes. Well, let me give you some examples.
All right.
I didn't even do this, but I think we can come up with some easily.
Okay.
You know, you tell your boss off, you walk out the door, say I'm fired, and then you hit the street and said, OMG, what did I just do?
Yes, yes.
That's
yes.
Dark energy.
Yes.
You know, maybe you...
And by the way, your boss might have needed to be told off, but that's not the issue at the moment.
Yes. It may not have been in your best interest. It may not have helped your forward movement.
Exactly. You know, that's the point.
Know, so yes. So that's a great example.
Okay.
Another one is you say something that you can't unsay to your mate or your spouse.
Correct.
Your partner.
Yes.
Your child.
Mm-hmm.
Your parent. You know, why did I say that? Well, and then you say, I'm sorry. Well, but it's already out there. And that, yeah. And that motive to do stuff like that comes from being possessed with this dark energy.
Well, and the other part of that is, and we haven't really talked about it, but negative energy, dark energy loves to be reinforced on a regular basis. And by saying things that should not be said or doing things that should not be done, things like that. Well, a really good one is alcoholism and drug addiction.
Yes.
Can I?
Go.
And alcoholism and drug addiction. The irony is that the person who is the alcoholic, we'll just go with that one for the moment. They didn't start out being an alcoholic. It was what they figured out in time was that when they drank, it shut up the voices and turned off that negative energy of blame and ridicule and all of that sort of thing.
Those voices are negative energy.
Those voices are negative energy. And so the person that is the drinker will continue at, and they might even have limits on when they can do, have a drink and not, that sort of thing. The point is that it's still negative energy that's provoking, promoting, and even poking you to have that drink.
We see that with husband and wives that have abusive relationships.
Very much.
You know, the negative energy is on both sides. We
yes.
see it on one side.
Yes.
There's not a pure victim and a pure perpetrator when
Correct.
You understand energy. You know, and a great example is,
okay.
is you know, we take care of my mom who's got dementia. She can't hear. She gets into these moods where she's stubborn, combative, difficult.
She's not as combative as some we've heard.
Yes. It's actually mild in a lot of ways. A lot of respects.
Yeah.
But I see my dad. I see behaviors that are like my dad
who's
dead now. But we see that he possesses her all the time.
On a regular basis,
so
everyone.
So when that happens, what do? We clear him from her. And
then we activate life force. And life force is that God's energy that we were talking about a few minutes ago.
And a few minutes later, she's better.
It's
so
actually,
amazing.
It's not only amazing,
and we've done
ironic.
This more than once. It's not like we said, you know, it's you know, it's not something I'd go to the corner store and talk about the possession that my mom has of my dad, but because in this culture we don't understand negative energy.
No,
but when you understand it for what it is and you can see it, if you don't have the problem is it doesn't respond to strict rules. You know, this is dark energy. This isn't. This is dark energy. This isn't.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You know, it can adapt. It can move around. It can change.
Well, and what did I call it? It can do shape shifting.
Yes. So my first wife who died, you know, it started out as MS energy.
And then
it shape-shifted into cancer.
Correct.
It didn't make a difference. And then when it went to my daughter, it didn't look the same. You know, that's why we say programming, and a lot of times just science, scientific pursuits, focuses you in a way that it keeps you from seeing.
Well, I was going to say it keeps you from seeing everything that's there that needs to be addressed.
Yes.
So yes, I'll agree with that one.
You know, here's another one. We hear people say there's a little good in everyone.
Yeah. Well,
and that's true. Yes. You know, the problem is it's the dark energy, the negative energy that hurts you. It's the negative energy.
Yes.
You know, this is a common archetype of an abused spouse. Oh, you know, they didn't mean it. That there's a little bit good in them, yes. But it's the dark energy that's the problem in the relationship. It's not the good part of that person.
That's correct.
And that's, we call that a possession. That's one way of talking about it. It gives us an idea of how to deal with it and understand it.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
People do not want to acknowledge or accept the reality of dark energy because of dark energy. Yeah. Programming with strategies and techniques does not remove negative energy. It just goes somewhere else. Mm-hmm. There's a little good in everyone, but the dark energy attached to them is what causes the problem. And the ecosystem approach is designed to teach you to heal your essence and focus on that directly.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to turn this information about dark energy into a positive for you and create your own positive twist. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit anywheremindbodysoul.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, We're going to talk about how to turn this information about dark energy into a positive. I said positive for you, and create your own positive twist. I can't wait for this one, everybody. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, can you explain how you can turn knowledge and clearing into a positive for the audience that's listening?
First, you have to identify it.
Okay.
Then clear it.
Okay.
There's a lot there. And the reason we talk about clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically mm-hmm. is because there's a lot there.
Okay.
But it's really that simple.
Mm.
You know, it's easy to say, but hard to implement. And the reason it's hard to implement is that there's always pushback.
And I would, and by the way, I would call that resistance.
Resistance. In a way, and I don't want to scare people, but there's it's like a little kid. This is a good example.
Okay.
You know, you say, okay, you didn't clean up your room, so I'm going to take away your iPad for a day. And the kid gets really mad and says, well, I'm going to hold my breath until I, you know, or he comes up and kicks you in the shins, or, you know, that's the pushback we're talking about. Now, I use the example of a little kid because that's what it's like.
Well, and the reason you're using the little kid as the example is that it doesn't see things with a wide perspective, or have the understanding with a wide perspective that someone who's been clearing has.
Well, and people come to us, and this is a really good point. People come to us and say, oh my God, oh my gosh, I can't, this is so hard for me. I can't, right. I can't do X, Y, Z. Maybe it's saying no to someone.
Yes.
Maybe it's saying, and a person who can say no easily says, what's so hard about that? You know,
that's correct.
You know, it's each person has their own negative energy. That's very, very difficult. And so
unique to them.
That's unique to them. So yes. Those things that are easy for someone else over here
right.
may be really, really hard for you.
Yes.
So it doesn't seem like it's that easy to implement,
right.
but that resistance is not this huge giant wall. It's just a lot.
And it's not a scary monster
right.
either.
It's just a lot. You just have yes. to keep chipping at it and
yes.
chipping at it and chipping at it, and it will go.
It will. And by the way, Jason and I are proof of it, but we still deal with it every day.
In our own lives.
But yet when you stand up and say, wait a minute, excuse me, I see you, and you clear the specific of what's going on, it makes a huge difference.
Yes.
Huge difference.
So, you know, we've spent so much time, you know, people get frustrated because it takes so long, or
yes.
there's so much negative energy. Well,
right.
yes, but I know for me personally, I've spent years and years, time and money and effort doing all the things that don't work.
Yes.
And we did a show about it a long time ago and talked about all the different self-help and self-improvement things.
Right.
You
and
know.
Therapy. And
oh, yes. yes. Oh, my gosh. All this stuff. But we never really got to the negative energy. And
no,
when, once
you're
right. we started getting to the negative energy, oh. And so we've been doing this for, I think the count is we started doing this. It's probably more than 22 and a half years. It's probably like 23 now or 24. Yes. But it's. Things are starting to happen for us. And it's not like we've gotten rid of all the negative energy, dark energy in our
life.
Well,
because first off, everyone, it's everywhere. But if you can start with you today, I mean,
oh my gosh.
And by the way, when I started it and I hadn't seen people, mostly my family for quite some time, I lived more than 30 miles away. And then there was a holiday and my family said, what have you done to yourself? And at first I thought, you know, what's, you know, and you look amazing compared to the last time I saw you. Oh, and I put it together. it was because I was removing the negative energy that I was wearing.
The problem that we have with a lot of clients is that people around them can maybe sense a difference.
Yes.
But it's not the kind of difference that you see in a programmed world that gives you kudos. That gives,
right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I got this promotion, or I got this this much money, or I had this great relationship now that I didn't have before, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, it takes a while, and it doesn't necessarily give you exactly what you want when you want it. But oh my gosh,
sometimes it does.
Sometimes it does. I can't wait for the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years in our life,
okay,
because we're going to keep clearing and things are going to happen in ways that we can't wait for them to happen. And the way you get there again is constantly, consistently, and specifically.
Correct.
And we see that people benefit almost immediately, but here's the rub. They benefit we see the energy go.
Yes.
But they have this very focused idea of what success is.
Yes.
And it comes from the programmed world.
Yes.
And if they don't get that right away, they say, oh, I failed.
And it's not working.
And it's not working. And that's not true at all.
But I also like the one where people have said that to us, and then we don't see them for 6 months or so. And they come back and they say, I don't want to say this to you, but you are absolutely right.
We've had
it
that
just
happen
took a
so
little,
many times.
A little longer than I expected.
There's a numbness to energy and dark energy specifically that makes it invisible. We don't want to see it. We don't want to look at it.
Correct.
We don't want to see it when it goes.
Right.
Here's the other thing. The consciousness of dark energy hates the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
The ecosystem approach, you know, here I come. If you could see dark energy and say, here's the ecosystem approach, I'm going to start doing the ecosystem approach. It's not going to say, It's going to say, don't do that. Those guys are weird. You know, she's weird. You know, don't do that. They often go after us and blame us.
Yes, true.
You know, I remember one time there was this woman. We cleared her and cleared her and cleared her. And she finally said, oh, my gosh, I realize I'm in a loveless marriage. And
her
husband,
I didn't know where you were going. Yeah.
He would do these great speeches at the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, about how we're family and how great it is. But the reality was, it was dead. It was nothing there.
Yeah.
So when she finally said, okay, I'm leaving you, he blamed us. Oh, those people are influencing. That's why, you know, that's why you're doing this. You know, someone programmed you in the wrong way. And that's the case.
And by the way, she was so grateful for the clarity because she knew something wasn't right.
And she couldn't put her finger on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
with that said, Jason, key points, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach is easy to do, but hard to implement over time.
Okay.
Dark energy pushes back and blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us don't know energy exists or that dark energy has consciousness. And so as a result, a lot has accumulated and has a big head start.
Yes.
Dark energy hates the ecosystem approach because it's the most effective to see it and remove it over time.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to overcome the dark energy and have a better life starting today.
I love that.
In just a minute, we can tell you where to go to sign up for a free section.
Okay.
And so that you can start doing the ecosystem approach right now. It's free. There's nothing you have to do other than give us your email address.
And the other thing is we're going to teach you how to clear right now for those of you who don't know. But stay with us. In the next segment, we are going to do clearings. And it's really amazing.
So here we go. This is how you clear.
Okay.
You can sit, stand, you can be walking, you can be laying down, you can stand on your head. It doesn't really matter. And all you have to do is use your intention, your mind's eye, your imagination. So when we say to eliminate we'll name an emotion or emotions, or maybe it's veils and illusions, maybe it's barriers. So take those veils and illusions, barriers, gather them up in your mind's eye and blow them into the processor. Jacob's showing you a picture of the processor now on the screen. That's what it looks like. It literally processes negative dark energy, processes it so it comes out neutral. So it's not negative or positive.
Exactly. And I just want to make the point, when you're doing the clearing, one of the things that you do is you're not only cleaning up your life, but you're help cleaning up the negative energy in the world.
It's like picking up trash in your neighborhood.
Absolutely. Right now,
There's so much negative energy.
I'm overwhelmed by it.
We need more people that are clearing their own negative energy.
That is absolutely correct. But after we do the clearing, then we're going to activate that life force creator energy that Jason was talking about earlier. We do believe in a higher being, and that higher being helps us. And what it does, what we do and ask it to do, is to come in and go to the places in our body and help heal those places where that negative energy once lived, so to speak. So, and we ask it to go in through the top of your head, go all the way to the tips of your toes, stop it, turn it around, and ask it to throw out more negative energy, because we know we have so much negative energy. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you clear so you can start to see the negative energy that you have and see that it can be cleared easily, smoothly, and actually you can have a lot of fun. So in the this is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're laughing again. And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the waitstaff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you clear so you can start to see the negative energy in your life and do what? Remove it. I love that. So, Jason.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see that I can't fix a problem I can't see or understand. Mm. It's so simple. It's a big part, you know, in the technical world, they know that, you know, you have to, that you can't fix a problem that you can't measure or
identify in some way. Yes. And so, and And I have to admit, the same is true with us. So with that said, we're going to shorten it a little bit and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that dark, negative, evil energy is at the root of most or even all problems. Take a breath. Just look at the world outside today.
Sorry. And so if you're saying, oh my gosh, this is for me, this is what I've been waiting for. I've been spinning my wheels all my life. I've never really understood negative energy. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. You get a weekly newsletter that has the clearings. It's a little blurb about the topic from me. And a lot of people put those clearings on their phone because yes. Clearing is cumulative. The more you clear, the more negative energy you remove. And there is a lot. There's a lot there. I'm sorry to be the messenger. Yeah. You know, there's a lot there in your life already. I know it. No matter how successful you've been, there's still a lot of negative energy. But exactly. The more you do it, the better off it is. And once you start to feel the difference, you're going to say, I can't go back. I'll never go back to anything else.
Exactly. So.
So whose turn is it?
It's yours.
Okay. And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have because I mistakenly believe that the dark is scary.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Take a breath, everyone. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that comes from dark energy that is attached to me. I don't need it. Neither do you. Take a breath.
We had a client tell us the other day that we say these things too fast, and we probably do, okay? But you don't have to, you can just listen and breathe with us. You don't have to use your imagination in that perfect way. It doesn't have to be perfect. This is really a forgiving process.
Truly.
So just do it, and then go to our website, The Ecosystem Approach, sign up for our free section, and it's all written out for you. The clearings yes. are all written out, so you can do it at your own pace.
Exactly.
You can do it slowly and do it so you can do... you can conceptualize it the way you want.
Okay. So, and it's my turn, I think.
Okay.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that dark energy is only scary if I give it power. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that dark energy has consciousness and exists and to block my evolution.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that seems overwhelming when I try to confront dark energy attached to me. Take a breath. I just have to say this. I always see it, if it scares me in any way, I always try to see it as a small piece of lint on my lapel, so to speak, so that it has very little power and I can just drop it right into that processor. Nice and easy. So Jason.
And dark energy hates that.
And they do.
It wants you to think of it as huge and scary, but it's really not.
Correct.
So, and to eliminate the barriers. So I can see that I always have power over dark energy, especially when I see it and clear it and call it out specifically. Take there a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger or resentment I have that is dark energy that keeps me distracted from clearing it. By the way, that's one of the most common things that we see. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that dark energies are not smart. They just overwhelm the situation.
Yes.
They're not that shrewd or cunning. Their playbook is pretty obvious if you've worked on it for a while. There's nothing surprising.
Yes. Okay. Take a breath and blow it out. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that the ecosystem approach is difficult to implement because dark energy doesn't want to be removed and pushes back against the clearing. But one more time, use that piece of lint and throw it out. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that dark energy wants to be hidden and operates invisibly.
Take a breath. And to eliminate veils and illusions so I can see that dark energy has consciousness and wants to block me and continue to exist and always blames the light for what it does, meaning the dark negative stuff that it does. Take a breath, everyone. Are we ready to activate life force, Jason? Yes. All right, here we go. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes being able to see and feel when that negative energy is attempting to hold me hostage. Starting right now, take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to heal my life by removing the dark, negative, blocking energy in my life.
Yes. Excellent.
Take a breath. Fill yourself up with that life force.
Let it go in through the top of your head. Let it go to the places that where that negative energy was that we were just clearing. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that my essence, really important, has more power than any dark or negative energy. And when I say my essence, I'm talking about yours as well. Take a breath, pull it in through the top of your head, stop it at the tips of your toes, and then blow out any negative energy, throw it in that processor right now.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on removing negative energy from my essence and my life.
Good.
That's the place to focus. Oh my gosh, the benefits are huge.
Take a breath. And the last one, and activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, have fun, be creative, use objectivity, use creativity, and enjoy what I'm doing. And be so I can know when I do the clearing, I can stand in my power and see what and who and why is in my highest and best interest or not. Starting right now, pull in that life force energy all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
The 4th of July. And this is really important to me, being in the military. I was in a go-to-war unit. Mm-hmm. And so patriotism was a big deal to me because I knew that I could be called out at any time and I could be in a war zone and be killed. So, you know, I really got clear about my motives and what was important to me. So we're going to, however, on the next show, it's not just going to be about the 4th of July. It's going to be a unique perspective on the soul of America, that since we're intuitives, we can see that soul, and we're going to contrast the soul with the Enneagram type of America in a way that I think you'll find very interesting, as well as we're going to talk about the age of Aquarius and how that affects the United States right now on this 4th of July. And
with what's going on in the world.
And we're also going to do some, we're going to do some channeling on the air. We did that the other day and people liked it. And we're going to do some more of that.
Okay.
Get a better idea of how the age of Aquarius, what's happening now in our country and how it all fits together. And more importantly, at the end, we're going to talk about how it affects you personally and what you can do to have that relationship, how you can define that relationship you have with our country. Not necessarily in some sort of blanket salute, but just say, okay, what am I willing to do? What change am I going to help bring about? And how do I do that?
Okay.
And we're going to really talk about that. I'm really excited about that part.
Okay.
You know,
excuse me.
I know there's some people out there right now that are saying, oh my gosh, if I can just remove the negative energy, all the self-help that I've done, all the self-improvement that I've done, all the money that I've spent, all the time I've spent listening to other things, but I've never really understood dark energy and I didn't want to. No one was really pushing it before. It's not that we're pushing it. It's just that we understand it and we can help see what's in your way.
Yes.
and remove that.
And that's huge.
That's always how we've used our intuitive abilities. To see what to help someone see what's in front of them,
right,
and then clear it.
Okay.
And it's a two-step process, one to see it and two to clear it.
Okay.
So if this speaks to you, if you're saying, oh my gosh, this is what I've always been waiting for, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. If you sign up for our free section, it gives you access to all sorts of articles and information that we have there. Mm-hmm. It'll give you a picture of the processor that you can print out mm-hmm. and put it on your desk. And then we'll be sending you just once a week our newsletter with all the clearings written out. So you can do them at your own pace. A lot of people put them on their phone and they read them. Do right. it every day. Right. The more clearing you do, the better off it is. And
even if you think that the clearing or the subject of the clearing has nothing to do with you, it by the way, it's still clearing, and it really helps because clearing is cumulative.
And even if you don't think it applies to you, I guarantee you some of those clearings will help you.
Yes, they definitely will. Jason, how can I make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of my life? And by the way, how can the audience make it a bigger part of their life?
It's really simple. Listen to our show every week. Make mm-hmm. it, put it part of your schedule. You know, maybe you're walking to work or you're on the doing a commute. Mm-hmm. You can listen. You know, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify.
Okay.
You can get us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And the most importantly, you can get us on Facebook.
Yes.
Our Facebook address says theecosystemapproach.org. If you go there, you can see our videos. And if you're there, please like us. I really appreciate that. Those likes, it really makes a big difference. And you can start changing your life right now. Start removing that negative energy. It's going to be really phenomenal.
And one more time, I want to say the ecosystem approach has changed my life, and I don't want to be without it. And so
we're never going to go back.
Come and join us, everyone.
Yes.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.